Hello, Geek Nationals, and welcome back to the greatest podcast of all time. This year, on this moment of reality, I don't know, we're back. It's our 100th episode. This is BJ Shea's Board Game Alliance. I am your host, Joey, celebrating our centennial episode with a couple of centuplicate centurions in the best extravaganza of the century.
How'd I do?
I called it. I said he won't be prepared and it's complicated, so he'll nail it.
Wow. Compliment. Thank you, Josh. That's how I like to return for 100th episode. Of course, to my left is Josh Utley from the Omega Gamers.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, and of course, our nemesis, the one and only Sean Epperson of Thing 12 Games.
Oh, hey, hey.
And running the boards back somehow. She returned. She's so nice. I don't know why she puts up with us. Vicky Barcelona on the boards.
I don't know either.
It's that mothering thing. She's such a nice person that she realizes she has to put up with idiots.
She has to steer us because if she doesn't.
I do this Monday through Friday, put up with idiots, so might as well do it an extra day.
What are you doing? Look at that.
She's the mother of the podcast, and Josh is the mother of the podcast. Hey!
It's our 100th episode.
Nothing but the best for you.
When did he get clever?
Well, you know,
it's
COVID hit everyone
years.
Different. Oh, man, it's been too long. It's great to see everyone's smiling faces in this room. We decided on this lovely beginning of our 100th episode to give you a little recap of what we've been up to, and it's going to shock you. It may have something to do with board games.
It may have a lot to do with board games.
Maybe.
Solo mode was learned in a game.
Wow.
What? What?
So you abandoned your children in the pandemic, Josh?
Yes. Wait, you guys didn't?
I unfortunately had no child to abandon, so I abandoned my better half.
Which is your sane side?
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
I was going to say the right hand, but yeah.
Wow. Anyway. That's my good dice rolling hand. I did lose a lot of games over the pandemic.
That's fair.
Well, for those of you that are wondering, why am I hearing stuff on Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe are newer to the podcast. We actually used to do this a couple years ago, every Tuesday. And now we're back.
And oddly enough, we somehow landed on our 99th episode. And then COVID decided that 100 was too much for us, and we couldn't keep it 100. Mm-hmm. So we kept it 99 for 2.5 years.
It counts.
Thanks, COVID.
Thank you, COVID.
I looked it up. I checked the statute of limitations. One more week, we would have had to restart the count. But we're good. We came in under the wire.
Oh, yeah. Just made it.
Us. Got the name back, you know, got the crew back. Josh, would you give a little shout-out to the Geek National? And tell them where they can get a hold of us, because we already know where we are, hopefully.
Wait, you thought after 2 years I'd be prepared?
Well, I'll start it off with, you can go to joshistheman.com. It's not going to have his smiling face, but it's a great website for Josh's.
Or you could probably check out bjgeeknation.com. You get all the podcast, blogs, interviews, videos, links, and more. Go to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and Audacy.com.
That's AUDACY.
Or check us out on iTunes.
That too.
Wow.
Good job.
Boom. Wow. First try.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. Except for Odyssey.
Except for Odyssey. Thank you. Well, everyone, we were gone for quite a while. But I'll tell you, during the first phase of the pandemic, where we couldn't see anybody but our immediate families because I was locked in a room with them.
I lied to them and told them I wasn't allowed to see them.
Ooh, that's a smart play. How long did that last?
Not 5 minutes.
Yeah, you know.
It was a quiet one.
Smart kids. I played a lot of board games. I played them with BJ. I played them with my sister Sarah, and I played them with her fiance George.
Super great guy, by the way.
Super great guy.
Yeah, George is awesome.
And I got to tell you one thing I learned. I'm not great at board games.
We learned this a long time ago. We are not great at board games.
No. Oh, we. Good. Thank you. I was going to say, if you knew beforehand, man, I was really bad at faking it. No, but what I did learn is that there are a lot of good board games out there. And I played, I think, maybe 40 of them over the course of the first 6 months, which maybe you guys don't know about the bar. For Josh and Sean, that's those numbers, rookie numbers.
I was going to say it was cute.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet.
But for me, that's like an overdrive. But I will tell you, I enjoyed most of them. The ones that I didn't flip the table over of, the ones that didn't involve me rolling myself into an explosion over and over and over again, as we've seen many times in Zaya.
For those that don't know, Joe he does win games, but only when there's War Elephants.
Oh, yes. War Elephants, which one of my favorite games actually did get an expansion and a new... Wait, is it a new edition.
Kemet.
Kemet.
By Madigo.
You did love Kemet.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think I gave you my copy, didn't I?
Vicky gave me a signed copy by her, not the artist. Right.
I don't want people taking my stuff.
With extra War Elephants.
And she was just box topping, and she said she won. That's why she signed it.
So smart. So smart. She knew, because I think the only game I actually won was the first time that Josh introduced me to it, because he was nice.
Well, no, you grabbed the War Elephant and destroyed us.
Yes, War Elephant! There are a lot of cool things in Kemet, by the way. But that was only one game I played. What about you guys? What were you been playing?
Geez, during that time, like actually, we got into doing some more like online gaming where we're using things like Tabletop Simulator and Tabletopia and Board Game Arena, which is BGA, which is kind of an interesting correlation there.
It's also BGA.
Yes, that as well. BG. A lot of like online gaming, but there's a ton of board game stuff now, especially with companies realizing like, well, to get it out there for people, we're going to have to create alternate versions of our stuff. So there's a ton of games that you can play online.
And is it just a simulator or whatever, so you can just see the board kind of a thing, or do
with
they have their own thing?
Simulator, it's actually a physics simulator. That's what the application was built on, and you can get that on Steam. And you're actually like rolling dice, so you got to like pick up a die with your mouse and like throw it, and you're turning cards over and you're picking pieces up and moving around. So it's like physically playing a game in a virtual space, which is really kind of interesting.
Wow. Well, you can't throw a table there, so that's smart.
You can flip the table.
You can flip the table?
You can flip the table in Tabletop Simulator, everything goes flying. It's amazing. It's so fun.
The best thing about that, though, is you can reset the table.
Yes.
Okay, good.
There's a little rewind button, and it just resets everything back automatically.
You just get to make a point.
Oh, very fun. What about you, Vicky?
So, any of the gaming I have done, like once things started opening up, I had... and invited all my old gaming roommates. Like, we all used to live together, but then everyone started getting married and getting their own places. So we got everyone back, and we added some new people to the group. However, it's hard to play games when there's that many people. At least for me, I don't have a lot of... there was seven of us. I don't have a lot of, like, seven-plus games. So we played a lot of party games. That's usually our go-to. And I've had another game night with some, like, old friends. Like, we're trying to reconnect. And we also ended up just playing a bunch of party games. So if you have any questions about party games, let me know, because I've played most of them. Like, they usually fall into a couple different categories. Sometimes they kind of overlap. You have your like Cards Against Humanity type, where you're putting down a card, having other people vote on the card, very much like what was the other one?
Apples to Apples.
Well, Apples to Apples, but there was another one. Was it the fight one? Fight, not fight game.
Oh, the game we played on
Super
the
Fight.
Super Fight. Fight. Thank you, because I have a bunch of the expansions for that.
We will be playing that again.
Yes, I actually did get a new one. I literally just saw it at the store, and it was one of those like, it's a spoil me day. I'll get it. I'm going to get this and this. And I got a lot of crap I didn't need.
I did that too. I went to Zulu's. I hadn't been there in at least 3 whole weeks.
Oh, whoa.
And, I may have spent a lot of money I probably shouldn't have.
Debatable.
What's 4 full-size games?
Right? Well, I didn't go that bad. I went for a game called First and Last.
Oh.
From the creators of Buzzed. Or also, you can find it on the Amazon What Do You Meme store. What Do You Memes? Like, nice. Basically another version of Cards Against Humanity, but with pictures.
Nice.
So I went to a con over in San Francisco recently, and during the evening, I'm just kind of walking around, checking things out, and people were playing stuff, and someone had 2 copies of Just One, and there was at least like 8-9 people hanging around the mm-hmm. table, and I'm looking at the clue, and I'm like listening, I wasn't looking at the clue, I was listening to what people were giving as far as like, you know, what are the options, trying to guess the word, and someone saw me, they're like, hey, do you want to join us, because Just One's one of those games you can just like bring people
right.
in. Doesn't matter. There's no player count. And so I sat down with them, you know, didn't know anybody at the table, and we were just had a blast, you mm-hmm. know, played this for like an hour. About a week later, I was at a friend's birthday party and his graduation party. So I brought Just One and set it up. And again, people would just come by and they'd play a few rounds and then wander off to go do something else. And someone else would wander up like, hey, let's play a couple more rounds. And so Just One is a fantastic one just to like
yes.
bring people in.
And I think Josh got me it or something at, like, I think in Philadelphia, or someone ended up giving it to me because I really loved it. I really enjoyed it. It was either Philadelphia or Las Vegas for one of the conventions. That is one of the good ones I do play when I have a lot of people in my house. I also play one that is definitely not safe for kids or work or any of that. It is called Draw What. If you guys have not played Draw What, it is you mix cards against humanity, add an extra spite, like dashes of dirty, and add charades and Pictionary.
Wow.
Yes, and there is a board game, and your little pieces are marital aids.
Wow.
Specifically a certain type. Yeah, like I said, not for children at all. But
so Sean can't play?
I mean, actually, this is perfect for Sean.
The child-minded.
Child-minded, but of legal age. Yes. It is filthy, and to watch your friends try to act one of the safer ones, twerking. Like if they either, because you roll the die and you either have to draw it or act it out. So, oh, and then whatever your little piece lands on, that color is what, you know, you draw a card and you find that the word on that color and you have to draw or act it out.
Oh, and I'm sure alcohol never has helped any of these situations.
Oh, no, it's made it better because people get a little uncomfortable or like in their own head about it. But you get the booze flowing. I made some sangria. Everyone was having the time of their lives. And it's like we got nice. Way too close.
Speaking of which, next board game, Sangria Night? Yes.
Yes. I make a mean sangria. But Buzz is also another good one if you're going to be doing the drinking. But the one I did get, it was made by the same people who made Buzz. But this one's kind of, it says a party game for the competitive people to stay hydrated. So you don't have to drink alcohol.
No.
You don't have to.
No.
But it's one of those, you pull it up and it says first person to roll their R's hands out the cheers. So it's like you draw the cards and see what the last person to turn their shirt without taking off their taking it off cheers, you have to drink.
That sounds difficult, man.
Yeah, so it's like a bunch of those, it's almost like a,
I don't know how much dexterity you should add into a drinking
game. That just makes it all better.
Well, it says to stay hydrated, so definitely water, right? Yep. In those red Solo cups. So I think you draw two of the cards. You draw first and a last. So the first person to lick their nose gives out a cheers for having extraordinary talent. Last to raise their glass has to give a speech about the player to the left of them and then cheers. So it's just it's a silly one. I haven't gotten a chance to play it yet, so maybe one of these days. But another that's not a party game that I love to play with a bigger group of people, it's actually another one that Josh gave me because I very much enjoyed it. And I think this was at, we were in Bellevue. For a convention.
Oh, probably Orca or yes. Dragonfly.
One of the two. I think it was Dragonfly a few years back, and it was 13 Clues.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good game.
I remember we played it. I loved it. Josh ended up giving it to me, and then I drove that night to my friend's birthday party all the way, like an hour or two away. And we ended up playing it the next morning with everyone being hungover and stuff. But I was playing with a group of engineers. They were all real into it. They're all smarty pantses. You really have to think for this game. Once you're like halfway through, you're like, I'm never going to figure this out. Someone says the right thing. Boom. You got it.
What is so this, a murder mystery? You get clues for something.
So, yeah, it's 13 clues to solve a murder. Now, I believe there's a weapon, a place, and a person, just like Clue.
And there's two different versions. So you could either be, there's a male or female. You can either be in an outdoor location or an indoor location. And then you can have like a range weapon or, which was like a faraway weapon or a close-up weapon.
Yeah.
I forget the terms.
And you're trying to figure out your cards, but you can't see your cards.
Yep, you get this little placard that goes in front of you with your two cards in the front that you don't know what they are. And by process of elimination, you see everyone else's cards. You're trying to figure out, okay, I'm definitely not these people because I can see them. To add an extra little fun thing to it, they have two cards behind their placard that only they could see.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love games with hidden information.
Yeah. So you're asking questions. So if I ask Josh, because Joe hasn't played yet, Josh, how many outdoor locations do you see?
Yeah.
So as he's starting to kind of reveal more and other people are asking these questions, you're like, okay, well, he sees five outdoor locations, but Sean sees six. So that means Sean, one of his outdoor locations is in front of him.
Ah.
Yeah.
So by that kind of...
That doesn't sound right. It should be indoor locations for Sean, I think.
But that's sort of those sort of clues. You start trying to kind of listen. Because when they say, oh, I see five, I'm like, well, me, myself, I only see four outdoor locations. So the other one that he's seeing might be one that he sees in front of him, or it might be in front of me.
Got it.
That I'm trying to figure out. So it's a process of elimination. You think it's, you're never going to figure it out until somebody does ask the right question, and boom, everyone starts writing in their notes. You're just basically note-taking the entire time.
Yeah, right. And it feels like such a light game that you go into it thinking, I'll just X off what it wants me to X off. I don't need special notes.
Mm-mm.
You try that, you're going to lose.
Yep.
My sister, like, she'd have a whole notebook of notes.
Oh my gosh, was she a an investigative reporter or something?
You almost need to be, but it's a really fun game. And when you think you got it and you're off by one and you can't, or you mismark something and you're like,
or where it's like, no! There's literally no way to ask the question because you're like down to like two males and two weapons. So there's no way you can ask the right question. So you literally have to guess.
I'd just be looking over and be like, Sean looks a little sketchy over there. What's he drawing?
Then you got to remember to pay attention to other people's guesses too.
Oh. And it's, my bad, not two cards in front of you. That you're trying to guess, there's three cards and then two cards in front of you that nobody else could see. That's what it was.
It's me with a freshly brewed coffee and Josh's face in my way.
I feel like, Joe, you'll like this game. I think you'll have a kick out of this. So we'll have to play it sometime.
Most definitely. Well, we were talking a little bit about Sean's lovely story about cons and the return, and I see we have a guest in studio here to tell us, shockingly, another lovely event. And of course, Sean, Josh, we may end up being there as we always are.
Hey.
In studio with 100%. us is Jessica Goldstein Blair of Roll to Market and Go to Games, hosting a lovely event, Geek Extravaganza, a bazaar of geeky goodness.
Oh, hold on, I think it's going to be Geek Extravaganza.
Sean, you nailed it. Yeah, I got to tell you, that was good. Attendance is free, and so is the popcorn. Jessica, welcome in.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
So tell us a little bit about Geek Extravaganza. What can we be expecting?
So this is going to be a gathering of geeky crafters, makers, artists, authors, and all kinds of other things. There's going to be some toy collectors. There's going to be guys that paint miniatures and take commissions and stuff, laser engraved, 3D printed, etc. So a little bit of everything. And then we also have some fun activities. There'll be some gaming going on. And we also have a small puzzle quest featuring magical creatures from designers Gabby Wielding and Will Zambol. So that should be a lot of fun as well.
Awesome.
And DigiPen is bringing some of their graduating students to show off the video games they made.
Oh, nice.
Wow. That's really cool.
And that market's huge these days. Wow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So a little, like I said, a little bit of something for everyone. All the different geeky fandoms are going to come together under one roof, and people are going to be able to find handcrafted, unique, one-of-a-kind gifts and special items for themselves.
Well, I think I'm going to need the VIP badge. I need to be there early because it's too much to do.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. I see that attendance is free.
Attendance is absolutely free, and we also have free popcorn all day long.
Oh, so Joe wasn't just
embellishing.
No, that's totally true. But we also have a VIP badge, which gets you in an hour early. So the doors open at 10. For VIPs, they open at 9. And so anyone who's a collector looking for that one-of-a-kind thing, you want to be there early before anybody else snaps it up. And also, if you're looking for the original art as opposed to prints,
I'll save you guys a spot.
Get a VIP badge. However,
I'll be there.
There's more. We're doing hourly door prizes. Everyone who comes in gets one entry into the hourly door prizes. VIPs are going to get an additional 2 entries. And they're also going to get access to the VIP lounge, which is sponsored by Vernon Wells, which is the club for grown-up geeks. And so in the VIP lounge, they're going to have some video gaming and some tabletop gaming and a nice quiet place that you can recharge your phone, perhaps eat your lunch away from the crowd, etc.
And we've talked to the lovely people at Vernon Wells, been there before. And if you know anything about there, it's almost like a gigantic board game lounge itself in a weird way. So if it's anything like that at the con, it's going to be great.
Remember. Yeah. No, not bragging.
Oh, you're a member. Bragging. Oh, I thought you were.
Totally bragging.
Yep, and we've got Zulu's Board Game Cafe is going to be not just having, their stuff for sale, but they're also going to be running some games and teaching some games, so should be a whole lot of fun.
So in other words, that's where I'm sitting.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you did say you were going to buy at least, 3-4 VIP tickets? 10? How much does it cost for Josh to get his own seat right in front of Vernon Wells or... Zulus.
Well, the VIP badge is only $15, and tickets are available on Eventbrite.
$15 nice. And free popcorn? That's awesome. Man, that's a steal.
When you're looking for Geek Extravaganza, it starts with an X, so it's Geek Extravaganza.
Extreme.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this, man. Like, it's going to be a lot of fun. The fact that you can get in for free and just go there and, you know, get lots of cool stuff and see your friends and hang out and play some games. And
so on July 16th.
That's right. Saturday, July 16th at the Angel of the Winds Arena and Event Center, which is in Everett, not the casino in Mukilteo. No. Just to be clear, the arena and conference center in Everett.
Oh, so now I have a place that I can go that's probably air-conditioned and play board games.
Yes.
And exactly. eat popcorn.
And if you're anything like me, especially with my friends and I have a pact every year when we buy anything for Christmas, it almost always has to be something either homemade or from like a local artisan or a small business. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm already Christmas shopping. I go little bit by little throughout the summer so that by when Christmas comes, any extra stuff I got going on, it's just for me.
I wear an XL, just so you know.
Oh. Okay. One.
Shut up.
But this is a great time to, like, I'm a person who likes to stock up on gifts and get ready, so I'm excited for this.
I'm really excited for the art.
Yeah.
I've had 2 years of no cons. I want new art in the old game room, so.
Yeah, we have quite a few artists coming, some more well-known than others. Echo Chernik, whose art is featured in games from Shadowrun to Calliope games.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, but several others as well, and it's going to be an excellent art show.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
I'm so excited.
Yes, and Josh has a huge, huge room full of art. I mean, you take any kind of like normal room, right? He has those, like, what are they, 8x8?
The 11x17 standard print size for...
And what do you got, like 40, 50, 60?
I have a lot. I think I had 85 at the last count.
Oh, wow.
85.
But I've been looking at it so long, I got to cycle them.
And Josh is the kind of person, like, even if it's like an art piece that's not necessarily for him, if he thinks like, oh my God, this makes me think of this person, he has to buy the art.
Well, yeah.
I have so many pieces of art that I've gotten thanks to Josh. And I'm the same way. I have to cycle them through. So I've gone to the point where I have to get these giant, like the big, what do they call them? The folders that artists use to like hold their stuff, their portfolios.
Yeah, the big portfolios.
So I have like, I call them my coffee table books. I have so many portfolios. And you know what? They still have a lot of room in them and I need more art.
Okay.
Time to go get more art.
Yes. Well, Geek Nationals, you let us know how many you think Josh is going to buy. 1, 2, 10, you know, make up whatever you want.
I think 85 new pieces of new art is a total reset. Works for me. So.
That is awesome. And we might even get BJ Shea there. Who knows? Mm. He loves Zulus and he knows that the people over there, you know, Ethan
and
included, shouted. Vernon Wells as well. You know, he loves to play those games. So, and the man never leaves home without, you know, one game and never comes back without 10 more. So,
very true.
And there's going to be some game designers there showing off games you've probably never seen before, which should be really exciting. And some others that are playtesting games that they're going to be kickstarting later in the year.
Oh, we love Kickstarters on this podcast.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, just for funsies, because it's been a while since a lot of people have been able to get together and actually game. And I feel like I've missed out on so many new games because I haven't had the chance to play with anybody, really. I want to know, what is your favorite game right now? I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, my gosh. Well, much like you, I haven't been to the conventions in a very long time, and that's always where I pick up the new games and where I see the new things, so it's a little bit weird. But oddly enough, I just played Sagrada for the first time, which I've owned since right before the pandemic, but had no one to play with because we couldn't be in person.
Right.
And so it was very exciting to finally break the shrink wrap and play that pretty, pretty game.
Aw, that's awesome.
Game. That's a great game.
That's what always catches me, man, the art in these games. That's why these kind of... you know, extravaganzas and stuff always, you know, they get me so hyped because, you know, you get a little bit of everything and, man, and then all of these new stuff that comes out and we can finally get back to it after all this time.
Well, that's a super good thing about this Geek Extravaganza. There's been 2 years. Even what is might be considered old is new.
Oh, yeah.
You got 2 years worth of content and games and crafts. There's going to be...
I think I still have a Christmas or birthday present that you gave me still in shrink wrap because I haven't been able to play.
Oh, yeah, we need to play Die of the Day.
Yes. Well,
and the fact that Zulus is going to be there teaching games, so even if, like, you've just been, like, kind of been hearing about board games over the last 2 years and you really haven't had a chance to play anything new, that's a great way to learn, you know, know, what games are kind of like. So even if you're just kind of curious, you know, come and check it out, because again, it's free and they'll teach you.
Exactly. And I mean, you, Josh and Sean, both have kids, right? So I mean, what a better place to take them. You know, they can see a little bit of everything in the industry, you know, maybe play a couple games, maybe grab on dad's hand a little bit.
My daughter's birthday is the next day. So.
Oh, no.
So maybe only 40 pieces of art and a lot of presents for her at this convention.
A lot of laser inscribed things with her name, I'm sure.
Yes.
Well, Jessica, do you have anything in particular you're really looking forward to doing while at the event by any chance?
You know, I'll be running the event most of the time, so I don't know how much I'll get to participate myself.
Understandable.
Yes.
But I, you know, doing the prize drawings is going to be really exciting because there's a lot of really great stuff that's going to be given away, and I'm looking forward to people just like squee when they get the thing they really wanted, you know. And I'm hoping that I have enough time to do the puzzle quest also because those are super fun.
Ah, yes, puzzles.
Any teasers for what the prizes might be, or is that all secret right now?
Well, no, I can say that there are artists that have donated some pieces. There are, Vernon Wells has donated a 1 month membership.
Wow.
Yeah, very exciting that one. There's a bunch of games and game accessories that are going on, and then some other things that I'm not quite ready to reveal yet.
Oh, nice. I heard art.
I heard games.
Now, raffles are the best, man. I remember the last time we were at a raffle.
Well, it's not a raffle. Those are different.
Drawing.
Right, because everyone gets one entry to this prize drawing. Nobody can buy more tickets. The only way to get extra tickets is to be a VIP.
Oh, awesome. That's even better.
Yeah.
That gives you a great chance of winning something.
So I'll have chances. And
you'll probably have more chances.
Yeah, and we'll likely be giving away about 5 prizes per hour.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Holy cow.
Well, I was going to say, like, so the last time I saw a drawing, a kid just won a piece of cake, and it, like, blew his mind. You know, give an 8-year-old a piece of cake, and they're set.
8:43
Okay, so Josh is sitting in the bar at a piece of cake. Good. Okay.
Yes.
I've already claimed my bar. I mean, I've got free popcorn, so I'm set. Well, Jessica, thank you so much for spending some time with us today and coming in to tell us about this great event. Do you want one more time give us the event info for the people out there?
Absolutely. It's Geek Extravaganza. Look for it with the X Extravaganza when you're looking on Facebook, Instagram, or Eventbrite. It is Saturday, July 16th at the Angel of the Winds Arena and Conference Center in Everett. The doors open at 10 a.m. unless you're a VIP. Then you get in at 9 a.m. And we'll have hourly prize drawings until the doors close at 5 p.m.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on.
I got to tell you, an air-conditioned room sounds pretty good right now. I mean, we've really kicked off into a full summer at this point. I mean, it took till July, but we're here.
Yeah, us Seattleites are not very good in the heat. I have family that come in from down south, and when it's 70 degrees, they're bundled up in jackets, and I'm sitting here, like, just sweating buckets. No, thank you.
No, thank you. Well, speaking of hot things, I think it's time for us to get to Sean and his Quickstarter crowdfunding. Well, let's go with games.
Yes. That was amazing. First time I've ever had hot directed towards me, so we'll go with it, though. Speaking of hot, this is actually a super hot game. This is Septima by Mind Clash Games. This is on Kickstarter. Now, people that know games know that Mind Clash is known for super heavy, super dense, super thinky, long games.
No. Anachrony, Tricarion, those aren't long.
These are like super crunchy games. This is a game that's aimed to be not that. This is an under 2-hour game that's meant to be approachable by a little bit more wider audience. So in this game, you're playing as a witch, and you're basically going around trying to help save other witches. You're collecting elements, and the way you're doing that is you're going to be playing a card down, face down, and then revealing it, and everybody's doing that simultaneously, and you could have a chance where you can optimize and work with someone else that has played the same card that you did. So, like, Josh and I might take the same action, and we can join forces and make our action better, but if we do that, we We attract the attention of witch hunters. So there's a little bit of danger with that. So there's a lot of like interesting twists and turns in this game. And there's only one backing level for it, which is kind of interesting. It's the like kind of all-in pledge, if you will. So the all-in there is about $80 US, but it's like super deluxe looking. They've got metal coins, thick chunky meeples and wood tokens and thick components. Just a really beautiful production.
And game trays.
And game trays, yeah, for sure.
It does not look like they're going to hurt their goal here with that one backing idea.
yeah.
I see over, what, 8,000, 9,000 almost backers?
Yes. They've got nearly 9,000 backers, 8,800 backers. They're at like 680,000 right now. This is going to be ending on July 1st, so there's not too long to get in and get this. But they've made amazing stuff. Like everything they put out is fantastic. So this is one that people are really going to like. And with the number of backers there, yeah, this is going to be one that people are going to be talking about.
Their videos are really simple and straightforward too. I like, and they have good animation on them. So yeah. If you need to learn the game before you want to even play it, you know.
Yeah, it's really clear and concise. Mindclash does a phenomenal job with all their stuff. Highly recommend checking this one out. The last one we want to talk about is Skyrise, that is on Kickstarter as well. Skyrise is by Roxley Games. This is a 2-4 player game, takes about 30 to 75 minutes. They're known for Santorini and Dice Throne, like games that are really accessible. This one's very much in that that realm. So in Skyrise, what you're doing is you're going to be placing a piece out on the board, and everybody's going to be doing this, but they're placing their piece face down. And this piece has information on it. The information is a number, and the highest number is going to get to take a location. And the pieces that you're putting down are buildings. This is a game where you're basically architects, and you're creating these cities up in the clouds. Just an absolutely gorgeous production on this game. And the cool thing about it is you're actually playing real-life architects, people that are involved within that the world of architecture, like Fritz Lang. Fritz Lang and Vera Makina, who I'm sure I butchered their name, Antonio Centella, Tamara Lampica. These are people that have actually like gone off and done stuff.
Ha! Finally, the names have gotten shown.
Names have gotten me. beautiful production. So yeah, like you've got all these like different buildings, and you can get it for $49. That's the basic pledge for this.
And you're 100% right. I mean, I love just the style on it.
Yeah,
it almost reminds me of BioShock Infinite, where the city in the clouds and all that, the bright colors kind of a thing. I see Josh already eyeing the pieces.
Oh, Josh is already backed.
Yeah, so there's an interesting way you can back this. So they're offering a discount. So if you go in with a partner, Josh and I have partnered on this, you can get the deluxe edition or the basic edition, but 20% off.
Oh, so, if you bring someone along with you kind of a thing.
Yeah, pretty cool.
And I did the minis, and as opposed to the wood components, with the pre-wash.
Ooh.
Because
yeah.
Those look amazing.
Yeah, they have regular pieces, wood pieces, for their buildings that you're putting up. But if you get the deluxe edition, which is $75, then you get like actual minis for the buildings. And each one is styled for that particular architect's design aesthetic. So all the pieces look really different. Just absolutely gorgeous. I'm blown away by this. As far as their funding, I wonder if they're going to reach their funding levels. I'm not really sure. No, they're currently at $376,000 of their $38,000 goal, so definitely hitting it, and lots of cool stretch goals that they're unlocking. There's over 5,000 backers on this, and again, this one's going to end on the 1st, so be sure to get in on that.
Well, thank you everyone for joining us on our 100th episode of BGA Board Game Alliance. It's been fantastic to be back. If you've got time, make sure to go check out Geeky Extravaganza. It's going to be a great way to kick off summer. And as always, Josh?
Yeah, more than ever. Play nice.